I think like at the end she like hit our like Illuminati symbol.
They all hit Illuminati. I'm betting you that Bad Bunny's in the Illuminati.
No, he's not.
Okay.
You don't want the internet
No,
won't tell you.
let no. I have proof. I have proof to explain why I think that.
I hope not. Do you know what the Illuminati is?
Look, just watch. With a lot of celebrities, you can always tell when they switch over to the other side based on how drastic their changes. Notice how Bad Bunny, he was himself through his artistic expression. That's how you could like find him. But once they start becoming cleaner and cleaning up, that's how you know they're into the Illuminati. That's how you know they got them. Because now he wouldn't have been able to get into like, and Jay-Z's the leader of the Illuminati, okay? He wouldn't have been able to get into the Illuminati if he popped up like that. They'll be like, no, go back home. But now he if in order to hang with the big guys, he needs to look a certain way. He has that certain look. And now he's in the Illuminati, hanging with Jay-Z and stuff like that. Even though it's not caught.
Well, if that is true, make sure you play for the people in the Illuminati
Yes.
because that's freaking demonic. So I hope he's not. I see your logic, but I hope he's not in the Illuminati. I hope he's just conforming to white culture, because that's what it looks like he's done to me. That's what it looks like to me.
I don't think he's conforming to white culture,
I
Queen.
think he is.
Okay. He would have gotten a straight perm.
No, not like that. I think he's
Trying to
conforming in a
tame
way though.
himself
It's like
down.
he looks more like
Palatable.
yes, like he looks like, you don't know what he's saying. He's Latino. Maybe that makes you uncomfortable, but you cannot deny the fact that he, look at him, you know what I mean?
Oh, that he's gorgeous.
Yeah, so even if you don't like that type of stuff, it's like you're nice to look at. And
Okay.
you know what I mean? Like, I feel like, but also, I'm trying to see if your argument is uphold. I thought I heard a
Wait,
knock.
chill. They might come for us.
Who? I would be done in the name of Jesus, please.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, away from me, Satan. Thank you. But you can try, you fail. But the thing about it is that I really hope it's not. I think he used to actually be conforming to white culture because he used to do the slick backs and stuff, and now he's just letting his hair be free, which I like it way more. And he should
I
keep the
love.
shortcut. Keep the shortcut.
No, I
Don't
think
let
he
it
should
grow.
grow it long.
Don't do that. I don't like that.
Okay.
I don't like
Okay.
that because his face, he doesn't have the, he has a skinny face now.
Oh.
So if he had a bigger face, maybe that would be better. But I think the where he has his hair now, buzz cut or not. Oh
Oh
my
no.
gosh.
No.
Buff. I can't get it. But
Oh,
buzz
you
cut
won't?
or
Okay.
nothing.
Interesting.
No, sorry. Never that. Buzz cut. You know he lost like over 200 pounds.
That's a lie.
No, it's not.
He didn't lose over 200 pounds.
Yes, he lost. He lost like 200 pounds. Not over. 200 or
He
200
was
or less.
not that big though.
Yes, he was. You didn't see it. He wasn't big, bro.
I don't think he was.
Okay, maybe he lost like 100. I don't freaking know.
200 is a lot. I would say like 100. Stop
Sorry.
it.
Sorry. 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 Okay. Turn the pictures off. Put the pictures away. Put the pictures away.
Okay, here you go. So.
You know what I like about Bad Bunny?
What?
Is that he has a little bit of pudge on him.
Oh, I
He's
like
not just
pudge. He's
like,
not
he's
like
not super
skinny.
ripped.
Yeah.
He used to be,
I
but
like
he's
ripped
not
though.
super ripped. I don't like super
No.
ripped.
You don't?
Mm-mm.
I like super ripped.
I'm, oh my gosh, look at that transformation. Go look at that Facebook thing.
Wait, where?
Right there.
Oh,
Ooh.
oh
Two
look.
totally different people,
You're
night and
going
day.
to jail.
Night and day. Look at his face, though. He used to be so chubby. His face used to be so chubby.
He was still cute back then though.
Not in the way that he is now. Yeah, he was cute. This is to me, and I, sorry to everybody who, if this any offends anyone, but to me, this is how I see Taylor Swift and Kayla Nicole. Where Taylor Swift is right there on the left, and Kayla Nicole is like, body, body.
Wait, actually, I'm not gonna say what I want to say.
What?
Let's keep it
No,
cute.
what?
She's so so flavorless. I can't.
Taylor Swift? I know.
Yeah, she's like, if boiled chicken with no salt or seasoning was a no offense, Miss Taylor Swift. But
it's not offensive. That's just what you are, bro.
That's true. Yeah.
And Tyler, not Tyler, Travis Kelce, ugly.
not too much.
Sorry.
He's mine now, so.
He's spam, though.
No, he's
spam. Yes, he is. Look at that store when he was over.
Oh, he's a...
A4? 1-9?
Right. Is that what they be doing? Is it them that be doing?
Yeah. Put it down.
There's nobody here, my bad.
You never know. They got people everywhere.
Right. My favorite white man. I love him so much.
What? My favorite white man?
My little sister thought he was a white man. She was like, that is a white man.
Do you guys
man.
Know what white people look like?
I mean, he could be no, white passing. No, he could be no, white passing just a little bit. No, look at this and say this is not a white man. This is a white little boy.
I don't see it.
Okay.
I look at that and I say, you are racially ambiguous. You're not white.
Theo James was racially ambiguous. I thought that man
he
was
looks black. He has Eurocentric features too.
Theo James, I thought he was a mixed man for like the longest time.
Theo James? Yes. You okay, you also think that you're not light skinned, so I can't really trust you.
Because I'm not, but it's
you
okay.
Are. You are.
You can't. He has a. Like, he looks like.
He doesn't he's look like he has black in him.
Yes,
he like
does.
He, no, he looks like he has some sort of like European. The colored people. Ooh. The people of color in Europe. You know, the people of some color in Europe. He looks like he's.
From
in
the mountains of Caucasus?
No, like the. He's white and then mixed with like Italian.
I'm not sorry. Black. He has a little bit of black in him.
No,
yep.
No.
Yep.
I know you want to think that so bad, but it's
no.
Not
he does. Yeah, he does. And it's okay. It's okay.
He does not. He would look way better.
No,
if he did.
You know, Hailee Steinfeld has what? I didn't even see what you said.
If he had any black in him, he would look way better.
He looks fine enough. He does not need to change.
He does not look ugly. He is a very attractive man.
Okay.
But I'm saying he could look even better. He would look even better if he had any ounce of black
in him. I disagree, but he does.
Okay, well, you can be wrong. It's okay. Okay, anyway, it's okay to be wrong.
Hailee Steinfeld, do you know she has black in her? She does not look like it.
Don't tell Josh Allen that, because he will have a heart attack and die.
Oh, my goodness.
Mr. Trumpster. But anyway.
Is he Trump supporter?
He hasn't denied it.
Girl.
And a lot of people have been accusing.
That's so disappointing. She was in
He's
Sinners.
From Buffalo. He plays for Buffalo, New York. You know they hang people up there. That's something else I want to talk about on our podcast, but I don't know why New York, like the part that isn't New York City.
This is Josh Allen.
Yeah, chopped, right? I know.
Oh,
unfortunately,
my goodness.
That's what happened.
Hailee Steinfeld, you can do so much better.
Can't stand it when bad, like, fine women, their men look terrible. They should have better stand next to Jake from State Farm. And that's a shame. And that's just a shame. Let's be real. Is that not the truth? He looks better.
You're right. Yeah.
I would be like, hey, go Hailee. And now she has his tapes and she's trapped.
He might be good at other things. That's why she might be staying, because it's definitely not the face.
I don't care like what he's good at. I think he might be like a good person, maybe.
Oh Lord.
Maybe he's nice to her. I just don't like Josh Allen's just
Okay. Enough of that. I swear we're nice people. But anyways, back to my favorite white man.
He's not white. Stop
he's a white man.
That.
I'm so sorry.
He has no freaking Eurocentric features. Except for the eyes. And maybe a little bit of nose. And maybe a little bit of hair. Sit on it! Bow, bow, bow!
You're gonna get me fired, bro.
Not nothing. Referencing a meme.
Right. Mm. Ooh, night and day.
Did you see him?
I did. It's so disturbing. I don't like it.
No, I didn't watch it.
I liked when he...
Okay. I saw the Jade book. Never mind. I don't think I can say that.
Oh. Right.
Okay.
This is a white man.
No, it's not.
Okay, sorry.
It's not at all.
Okay
so
who else?
Right, who else?
I low-key fell in love with Michael B. Jordan a little bit, even though I don't think he's that attractive after watching Sinners.
I didn't like that movie, so
I didn't like it either. Yeah.
It made me unattractive.
Oh, you liked him before?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not attractive to me.
I like how he's like a nice person and he's a combo, but
he's corny though.
Is he?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I remember there was like this one clip that gave me the ick, where he like there was this reporter on the carpet that used to bully him in high school, and he came.
No, he's Canada, right?
And he came up to him and he was like, "Look at me now," this and that. It was really cringe, but.
Wait, what did he say?
He was like, "Look at me now. Remember when you used to bully me?
Look at me now. Oh, I'm getting paper."
Right.
He freaking Quinta Brunson'd that hoe.
LOL.
He Quinta Brunson'd that hoe. He looked like he would be kind of corny. I can't lie.
Yeah.
That face. Michael B. Jordan is attractive, but he's not like, you know what I mean?
I don't think
so. Like, after you've seen Bad Bunny, I don't think anybody's competing, you know?
No. I beg to differ. Bad Bunny is cute, but there's...
Whoa!
Oh!
Taylor Swift is cute. Okay?
Okay.
Don't say Bad Bunny's cute.
Sorry. Okay, he's handsome.
No, Bad Bunny's gorgeous.
Gorgeous. He's beautiful. Beautiful.
He's beautiful.
Ethereal. Unthinkable. Unimaginable.
Okay, let's calm down.
Oh,
he's not a freaking...
Sorry.
He's not a freaking... What the fudge? Oh, I'm not trying to worship him, but I am saying that he's very... Oh, he is getting bullied in high school. Bullied.
Leg pants down in the hallway.
Shirt.
Who did your hair?
He said, "Hey there, my name's Michael. Now I'm gonna be
yo.
Michael.
Who's sweet boy?
Wow.
Yeah, bro.
All I can say is wow.
Okay. ooh. Hear me out.
Are you looking at Marcelo? Oh, sorry.
Oh.
Please exit out. Janice.
You just said my name again.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Go ahead and dump it.
Bro.
Like, I got it.
Okay. Okay, so no?
Sorry.
Okay. Sorry.
No, not for me.
Okay. Cool. I don't see it with him, but
no, to each their own. Wait. Hold on. Go to a picture of him smiling.
No, he has a cute smile in his voice and his personality, but
can I just say the very first thing that I noticed about Marcelo Hernandez missing child is poster, his...
bro.
What the hell? The very first thing I noticed about Marcelo Hernandez was his teeth.
He does have really nice teeth.
Natural teeth that I've ever seen in a person before. Can we talk about it? His teeth are beautiful.
Mm.
Like, the best part of him, honestly. Arguably. Even though, like, he's getting very ripped.
Oh, he is. Mm-hmm. Since
when? He's, like, just changed his, like, lifestyle.
Oh, wow, that's amazing.
He's trying to get really ripped.
He's trying to get into the Illuminati.
No, he's not.
Sorry.
Please.
Okay, I'll stop. Damn
this man is Illuminati. I said it.
Huh?
This man. It.
Yes. You have to get rid of your leader, Jay-Z, first.
Like, whoa. Look at his teeth. All natural. Just braces. I've only met two people in my life with bastarded teeth with the braces. Well, three. Well, my mom didn't have braces, but she... my mom didn't have braces. She's always had super straight
You're
teeth.
Going to jail?
Okay, but him and then my other friend, she goes here, but I won't say her name because
I would like to argue that my teeth throws pretty straight.
They're straight, but they are not what he has.
Right.
And what my friend has.
Right. Okay. Who else?
Can we look up?
Unpopular opinion, I don't think Henry Cavill is attractive. Chris Evans, not attractive. Tom Welling's not attractive. Drew Starkey's not attractive.
Not too much on it. Not too much on the Drew. Not too much on Drew. On Bobo, Drew.
I don't think he's that attractive. I'm so sorry.
He's attractive. No. It's okay to be wrong, but he's attractive.
No, he's attractive, but he's not attractive to me. That's the thing. Yeah. Are you serious? You're looking at that and you're like, yep.
Are you kidding me? Who wouldn't?
I'm gonna be gay, bro.
Yes! Yes! Go! Boom shot! Boom shot! The black? The black! That's not the haircut that I like. Face is still giving. Face is chiseled.
I don't see it. Bad Bunny's no, better. His girlfriend is a Hispanic cosplayer.
Odessa?
Yeah.
She's... I have issues with Odessa.
No, I also have issues with Odessa. Okay. Oh. Oh, okay.
Like, I don't really understand.
Okay, speak your truth. Why do you say so?
She's lesbo.
Oh, okay.
Because she's in a three-way with Billie Eilish and Quentin Blackwell.
Okay. Yeah.
And I said what I said. She's Israeli, I'm pretty sure.
That's quite a transformation. Why did she change her last name to Azion? Because she wanted to cosplay as a Hispanic person. There
Odessa
we go.
Odessa Azion? Odessa is Azion? That's so funny.
What? It's okay.
No. I don't even know what Azion is, so. Azion is.
Right.
I don't know what that is.
Okay.
Anyway, Odessa, I like her hair darker. I think people can dye their hair, and we don't have to say much about it. Like, you guys are...
Okay, but look at how...
too deep into it.
The tan. Boom, boom.
White people get spray tans all the time.
Boom, boom, boom. And she recently just took a role She took a role for a Hispanic... That was meant for a Hispanic individual. She took a role that was meant for a Hispanic individual, and she apparently bought her way into it with her Nepo baby connections, just so she could be right next to her boyfriend Drew Steichen.
What role?
I don't know, but I saw it on somewhere.
TikTok.
I don't have TikTok.
YouTube. Here's the thing. I don't think Odessa and Drew don't make any sense to me. It's kind of like Kylie Jenner and Timothée Chalamet.
Yes.
Timothée Chalamet they is slowly...
They have the same vibe, though. Him and Odessa.
Really?
Yeah. I think.
Interesting.
Oh, my goodness. Oh.
Don't ever do that to your hair ever again. It looks terrible.
This one's for you.
Mm-hmm.
He's
attractive, but I see about there are people who are more attractive.
I agree.
Oh my gosh, please stay away from the news. Stay away from the news, stay away from CNN, stay away from politics. Stop with the gay men that you like.
He's not gay. What is going on? He does not even look remotely gay. Oh my gosh, wait. What's the name of the...
Jake Tapper.
That's not what I was thinking of. Oh, sorry.
What the... Goldwyn? Yes! My husband.
Who is
my husband in the
sorry.
My husband and all the lives I've ever lived on, like before and after.
I don't know. I think his chemistry with Kerry Washington is proof that he likes black women and he's married to the wrong person.
Oh, he doesn't just love black. He doesn't like black. You know, he's like, me gusta white women. Me gusta my wife.
Right.
Me gusta my spouse.
Right.
Me encanta black women. Ooh, me encanta, me encanta. That's him.
Bro, what is it, bro?
Me encanta a black woman. That's what he is. Your texting someone with a droid?
Huh?
That's disgusting.
With the droid?
You're texting someone with a droid?
No.
That's gross.
Oh, sorry.
You're texting your man?
I don't have a man. And it's 12 days till Valentine's Day.
Guys, Valentine's Day literally... Can I say something? No one cares. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like St. Patrick's Day. Nobody actually cares. Like, you know what I mean? Also... I don't think it's a hot take at all, but men should not get gifts on Valentine's Day. Stop it.
Why?
Because you shouldn't. That's not your day.
Then who is it? It's Valentine's Day. It's for both of the couples.
Yeah, it's for women. Okay. Why are the colors red and pink? It's because it's feminine.
You're being misogynistic right now and stereotypical.
I'm not being misogynistic.
Some boys can like pink. Their gun is pink.
Yeah, you're also gay. Some boys like men. And that's what you are. Okay. Right. I don't have a problem with you. I don't have a problem. Okay?
Right.
But I do have a problem with girls spending bands and bands on their men, and then he turn around, and what did he get you? A bouquet. Or just some flowers.
Okay, I see. You know what I mean?
And you turned around, you got him a car?
Okay. Oh my god. So it's not necessarily the fact that boys are celebrating Valentine's Day, but it's the fact that the gifts don't match up. Is that what you're saying?
No, it's the fact that men are getting gifts at all.
Okay.
It's not for you.
Then when should men get gifts?
It was for St. Valentine. Yes, St. Valentine was a man, but it was just one person. St. Valentine wasn't giving gifts for other people, was he? Mm-hmm. No, he wasn't. He was getting from one person. And that St. Valentine is the women. When should men get gifts? You have a gift. It's called the patriarchy. Use it. You already do every day. Mm-hmm. You have another gift, too. You get paid more than women.
Yes.
Wage gap? That's still a thing. Mm-hmm. Hey, hi. Yep. Hasn't been solved. So you get a gift every single fucking day of your lives.
Mm-hmm.
It's called privilege of being a man. So I don't want to hear it. Where's my gift? You woke up today. In America? Hi, that's your gift.
Right.
Don't piss me off. Seriously.
Very strong.
I could go on.
Strong opinions.
But I'm not. I won't.
Okay.
But I'm just saying. Two really great gifts. Good for you.
Women? Right.
What's our gift? Every day that doesn't Valentine's Day? Oppression. Oppression? Taking away our rights?
Mm-hmm.
That was really important stuff I just said.
Well, it's been dubbed queen.
Okay, taking away our rights, oppressing us, that's the gift we get every day.
Mm.
Having to survive in this patriarchy, the glass ceiling, that's our gift.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yay, thank you so much. Oh my gosh, yay. Yay, no, yay. You all look at our freaking doctor's offices, that's our gift. And I'll stop there.
Okay.
Black people.
We're both black.
I love. Just because I wasn't. Was that evident? I just said, man, God, the black women.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, we probably thought I was Latino. I'm also black, too.
Not by blood.
Shut the.
Puerto Rico!
Puerto Rico! Puerto Rico!
Okay. Next topic. Okay, who else?
Who else? Oh, I had a topic of something that I wanted to bring up.
Okay.
And it's the fact that I literally just wrote it last night. On our topics.
Puerto Rico.
Thomas Jefferson was our first bisexual president. Yes.
I don't know where that came from, Queen.
You didn't finish watching Hamilton, didn't you?
Oh, no, I didn't. Okay.
So, annoying obsessions that people have with celebrities. Mm-hmm. Every time I write a topic down on that thing, I always forget what I say in the moment. But, I think when people are overly obsessed with celebrities, it's really annoying.
Yes, a lot of people have parasocial relationships with celebrities these days.
Yes!
I.e. Cat's Eye and their entire fan base. I.e. Tyreek Withers. Somber. It's very creepy.
Have you seen him at his concerts?
Oh my gosh.
No. It's so disgusting.
No, honestly, it is.
He has 13-year-old fans.
It's actually creepy in the stuff he says to them.
Yes, he's like, yeah. He's like, girls, go ahead and bark for me.
No.
Yeah, that's right. I'm your daddy. Mm-hmm. That's what he said.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Okay. Search his, what do they call it? Hard drives, actually, please. Because that's
like,
worrisome. That's genuinely worrisome.
That's
you
disgusting.
Cannot. No.
These girls are.
That's
girls.
Such obvious pandering. I think it might be to cover up the fact that he's gay. Think about that.
Oh, honey. You're trying to cover up the fact you're gay, you need to do a really much better job. Because I look at you and all I see is gay. So if you want to cover up the fact that you're gay, maybe eat something. Maybe eat
Whoa, okay.
Am I treading in murky water here?
We don't body shape. He is perfectly fine and beautiful and wonderful.
To you.
Yes.
I'm entitled to my own opinion.
Yes, you are.
Some people are not listening to this. And if you are, go eat a burger, maybe.
Oh, listen. Lord. Or eat whatever you'd like. Ice cubes, whatever.
You're right. No. Eat whatever you like. Make sure you eat. That's what I'm trying to say. You don't have to eat a burger if you want. But please, for the love of God.
No.
Your pants were falling off you at the Grammys. Oh, you were jumping with that pendulum freaking microphone. That's stupid. Oh, okay. Somber. So,
he's very beautiful-ish.
He has nice hair. Fine, I'll be nice for 5 seconds. You have nice hair, Somber.
Mm-hmm. Okay, back to parasocial relationships.
Yeah, look, stop, guys.
Yes.
Also, can we please stop relying on celebrities to freaking save our government? Mm-hmm. That's not their
They
job.
Cannot do that.
Also, I understand they have a platform, and you can use your platform if you would like, but just because they haven't said anything doesn't mean they don't care.
Yes.
They're not our policymakers. We have those.
Yes.
Call your representatives.
By the way, social media is not the only form of action, by the way. Literally. So you don't have to be performative and start doing things on social media just to prove that you are involved in your government. That's why a lot of times people get disappointed in celebrities. And I do admit it's nice to use your platform or whatever. But at the end of the day, when they eventually do give in, it's pandering just to make their fans satisfied. They're not actually doing anything of substance. Correct?
Yes, I agree. And also just to add on... Mm-hmm. If you continue to rely on other people to fix your problems will never get fixed.
That's so true.
You can be your own platform. Every single one of us, as a citizens in this country, we have a platform. Mm-hmm. We were granted one via the First Amendment of the United States of America.
It's called free will in the Constitution.
It's not. It's not really bad, but we do have free will, yes. Mm-hmm. That's not in the Constitution. The Constitution kind of takes that away a little bit. But anyway, what I'm trying to say is that we have a right to expression and protest, and you can get up off of your behind and stop waiting for the celebrities to freaking save your lives. Celebrities have said so many things. What has the... And we won't get political, listen. It's done things, but it's not going to be the end-all be-all. Mm-hmm. Just because Billie Eilish says something doesn't mean things are going to go away the next day. Yes, it helps, but you know what also helps? You going in the streets and yelling at the top of your lungs about what you believe in.
Indeed.
You joining a nonprofit. You help, like, us, the regular people. Yes, celebrities have high status and they have money and their household names and we get it, but guess what? When it comes to issues and it comes to people's human rights and it comes to fighting for what you believe in, you cannot just sit on your hands and blame the people who have platforms who didn't say anything. Yep. Because what did you do?
What did you do, indeed?
Okay. Strip the title away. Strip the followers away. Take the money away. They're just like us.
They're just people.
They have their own beliefs, too. Just because you're a fan doesn't mean they have the same beliefs as you.
Yes. Go out and do something,
please,
guys.
Please, can we talk about that?
According to Kim Kardashian, nobody wants to work these days.
Okay.
Nobody wants to work these days.
Oh my gosh, these freaking celebrities that you just pull on, like, very high pedestals. Just, like, calm down. They're people at the end of the day.
They are.
They started just where you are right now.
Indeed. Some. Most of them are nipple babies, but you get what we're trying to say.
But the ones that you want to freaking move heaven and earth to change the world, they can't do that. They don't have the power to do that. I don't care how much money they make. Mm-hmm. And that's why you've seen Beyonce say nothing.
Mm-hmm. I think people don't understand that celebrities don't have that much move. Like, you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, look at Nicki Minaj.
Like, they're... Exactly.
Losing everything.
They're trying... A lot of times... Even though I don't agree with celebrities speaking out, but most of the times they don't speak out because they're held back by their record labels. That's just one thing to put out there. Mm-hmm. But they still don't have a lot of, like, just move in general. But yeah.
Also, a lot of celebrities don't know what's going on.
They don't, because they don't care.
They're just like people. Woo! They're just like people nowadays who, you know, refuse to watch the news, refuse to educate themselves about the stuff that's happening in Minneapolis, the stuff that's happening all around the country, the stuff that's happening over in the Middle East, generally speaking. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, people just refuse to educate themselves.
Yes.
Just because that they're a celebrity, just because they're your favorite actor, your favorite singer, your favorite rapper, and whatever, just because they have a big following on Instagram and TikTok and all that stuff, doesn't mean that they have to have political efficacy.
Yes.
They don't have to know what's going on. If they don't choose to do it, they don't have to.
And a lot of the times, they just genuinely don't care. Because the more money you have, the more you retreat into yourself and forget about the society that's around you. Because when you live in comfort, you don't think about the people below you, honestly. And that's the truth.
Because, and also, you don't even have to have a whole lot of money to do that.
Yes, that's true.
A lot of y'all, a lot of us, not every, oppression event or whatever, or just, like, political unrest is being televised right now. There's so much going on in the world, and we're only seeing...
Not even a quarter of it.
Exactly. So who are you to sit here and say, oh, these artists have a platform, these celebrities have a platform, and you're not using it, you're not speaking out. You're not speaking out about half the stuff that's going on in the world, in the world right now. And you could do something about it. There are so many nonprofits and so many advocacy organizations worldwide that you could join. What are you doing?
Exactly.
What are you doing to make a difference?
Wait. Sorry, real quick sidetrack. Remember during quarantine when Black Lives Matter was...
Did you post that Black Square? Did you post that Black Square on Instagram? I don't want to hear it.
And then, I don't know if you were on TikTok at that time, but, like, the influencers, when they were doing the No Freedom story.
Damn right, I support it. Literally, the girl who drew the Mariah Carey thing on her face, and she said, oh my gosh. The BLM movement. Oh my gosh, I was going to write this down.
Fever dream, bro.
So, I was going to write this down as another topic, but I blame the BLM movement. And, you know, it didn't just pop up in 2020. Like, it existed before that. But what it brought out in 2020, I blame it a lot for the way that kids act nowadays
In regards to
politics? In schools.
Oh, in schools. Oh, okay.
I don't know if you know this, guys, but I currently spend a lot of time in high school. Mm-hmm. The kids, the students, it's just safe to say that we are cooked as a country.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to be funny. I'm being very serious.
They can't read.
There are several people, they can't read. They can't do anything without looking something up. It's really bad. They're taking, and I don't want to be like, seriously, no offense, but they have like juniors who are taking Algebra 2 and failing.
I took Algebra 2 in 7th grade.
Hello. They have seniors that are taking geometry. I took that in 8th grade. We have people that are taking pre-algebra in high school. I took that in 6th grade. What are we doing?
That's like, insane.
And I blame TikTok. I blame this little woke movement of don't beat your kids or you'll... And we're back.
Let's say parent your children.
Mm-hmm. The gentle parenting stuff, it's not working. The gentle parenting stuff can work, but gentle parenting is still parenting. You just have to do it properly. You people who think that you're gentle parenting, but you're just not parenting
at all.
You have to find a middle ground between the gentle parenting and the harsh and strict parenting. Yes, there's a lot of repercussions for the harsh and strict parenting, and you shouldn't, you know, do a lot of that because it can have a lot of negative consequences on your children, and they can go through a lot of trauma in terms of how you parented your child, and it can affect them in the long run. Not can't, it will. It will affect them in the long run. So finding that middle ground, and there are books on that, and there's people, like, people just are, we're just getting lazy. Mm-hmm. We're getting lazy as a human race.
Yes.
Especially, and by we, I mean Americans. No offense, but it's just like, I feel like other countries, they have their issues, but they don't have the issues that we have. The Great American Experiment, it's going downhill. Mm-hmm. I think it has been for a while, and I don't know if it's gonna get any better. I really don't.
I hope it does. That's all I can say. Or if not, we're in trouble.
I think we need a. We just need a clean slate, a new everything.
Sorry.
No, not even that. We just need a new, like, governing system.
Okay, I agree. But let's stray away from politics.
Let's. Bad Bunny.
Yes, Bad Bunny. That's what this podcast is. We were literally talking about parasocial relationships.
We went off on lots of tangents.
Okay, actually, no. More back to parasocial relationships, because I wasn't done talking about that.
Oh, my God.
Okay. I want to speak out about Cat's Eye and their parasocial fans. I'm actually very scared of them. I recently got in an argument with one recently. And they threatened to dox me. But
what?
Yes. Okay, but actually, it's very scary. That's all I have to say. Sorry, let's go back.
Yeah, it reminds me of BTS fans. It also reminds me of Barbs. It reminds me of
Taylor Swift
yeah, fan Swifties.
K-pop fans in general.
It also reminds me of, like, the Beehive. Like, anybody who's a part of, like, a fan base that has a name. I do not subscribe to a celebrity so much so that I am in their fan base.
Yeah.
I don't agree with that. There's always a lot of negativity in every fan base. And it may not be negative in terms of, like, if you're in the fan base, but what you do to other people.
Mm-hmm.
These celebrities... Oh my gosh, I love this one. She doesn't know you.
She does not
she
know
doesn't
you.
Know you.
She doesn't know you.
She doesn't know you.
I
She's
think
not your mother. They're not your father. Like, stop.
The solution to this is more celebrities should start drop kicking their fans. Like, actually, I feel like it would knock some sense
more
into them.
More celebrities should pull a Doja Cat.
Yes.
No offense, but like,
Yes.
She's... Okay, I'm not bringing up everything that she's done and everything that she said.
Yeah.
I will not begin to do that. She needs...
She needs help.
She needs help.
Yeah.
But I do think that clapping back to your fans is necessary.
Yeah. You need to shop around them, even though she's really annoying and low-key kind of just very negative, but you need to shop around your fans.
No, shop around just hates being famous.
Then why was she... You know what?
Just because you're an artist doesn't... You don't... You just want to share your art with the world. Nobody asks to be... Like, Justin Bieber, for example, hates being famous. Hates it. I don't think he likes it. I think he... Just because you have a lot of money doesn't mean... I'm talking about the fame. I'm talking about being well-known. I'm talking about these paparazzi following you everywhere. Picture. He hates that.
Yeah.
Hates award shows. Something else... That's another tangent that I can go on. But award shows? Stop! No offense, but, like, stop having them... If the celebrity is going to act like they don't want to be there. Not even act like, but they are not going to hide the fact that they don't want to be at the award shows. It is... I think it's just like... I think the award shows are more for the people watching and the audience than they are for the celebrities, in my opinion. And I think the... Like, a lot of celebrities are just showing how much they hate their lifestyle that they live. And I think that was perfectly exhibited in the Grammys.
Oh, how so? I didn't watch. Explain.
I didn't watch. And Chappell Roan. Oh my gosh. So she got up on stage and she was presenting on New Artist of the Year, which Olivia Dean won. Shout out to Olivia.
I love her.
Ah!
You know she dated Harry Styles, just to go off.
I thought they were, like, just talking.
Or maybe that.
I think they just exchanged a few words.
He loves himself a racially ambiguous baddie.
He loves himself a light-skinned woman.
Yeah, a light-skinned woman.
And he's dating Zoe Kravitz right now, so. But, what was I saying?
Celebrities love
hate. So, starting out in the beginning, Sabrina Carpenter. her show, her performance.
How was that? Okay.
The vibe was already like, it was giving a little sarcastic to me. Mm. I know she's the type of person, she looks way more happy at her shows. She looks way more happy to just be like, and maybe it's just because she, I don't know if she just finished her tour or wrapped her tour or what, maybe she's tired. I get that, but you are a performer.
Yeah.
We have asked you to perform, so you put on a show. You act like you want to be there, and I'm sorry that you don't, but guess what? This is a job that you have. This is a job.
Wait, but her last Grammy performance was so good, though.
I know, because she thought that she was going to win, and she did end up winning. Mm. But now, she's like, I don't know if she went in with the mindset of like, I'm probably not going to win. But it's just like, the whole time was just like, I feel like a lot of people just did not want to be there. Mm. And if you don't want to be there, then don't come. I don't know. Nobody's forcing you to be there. Unless you're performing, yes. And like, Justin Bieber hates award shows. We all know this. He hates award shows.
Did he wear boxers on stage?
He did, and I don't know why everybody's freaking out about that. Mm. If you didn't like it, you don't understand what was happening. And that's not the same as Chaperone with her tatas out on the red carpet. That made no sense. I didn't like that. And you have someone following you, so nobody steps on your dress, so you're an IPPLES, don't fall off.
Right.
Like, girl, I don't get it. It's not a statement. I think statements can be shown best when you are performing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and Justin Bieber was performing, and he had, you know, just boxers on and socks, and he made the entire musical arrangement, not entire musical arrangement, but, you know, how you do the layering of the beats and thing. He did it in real time.
Whoa.
On stage for UConn, which is one of the best songs on Swag, but he did it, and I think he was trying to show, like, hey, this is me and my element, and this is how I made the song, and I'm just going to show you where I made it. And then the moment's going to be about, like, what, 2.5 minutes long? And then I'm going to leave the stage. Because that's what I want to do. And that's what I heard that he used the least amount of rehearsal time out of everybody.
Oh.
On this, which makes sense, because, you know, like, Tyler, the Creator, his performance was, like,
what? He performed?
Yeah, he was, like, five. Like a little more over than 5 minutes. He had like a whole production. Everybody had these dancers, and Sabrina had these dancers, and she had this set, and then other people had a lot of stuff going on and everything like that. And
I feel like I need to low-key pull these up, because I didn't watch the Grammys, just so I could have a view of what you're talking about.
Yep. And then Justin Bieber just comes out, and he does a cute little 2.5 minute thing. And I think, Haley, we have to give credit where credit's due.
Haley,
we don't have to watch it.
Oh, I just wanted to see a glimpse. Like,
you got like the whole set and everything. And
oh, this is elaborate. Olivia Dean's performance is low-key boring. I'm not gonna lie.
Don't say that.
Okay, I'm so sorry.
She only had a little bit of time, and that's Olivia Dean. That's all her performances are like that.
You know who had a terrible performance?
Did you watch? Don't say. Oh, I thought you were going to say Alex Warren. I was like, give him some grace. He was...
My little sister loves Alex Warren. I wouldn't know.
Did she watch the Grammys?
Yeah, she did.
Did she see how he was very off for like half the song? I felt really bad. It's his first time performing there, and it's...
I would never perform again, low-key.
I would be so... I would cry. I would go off and cry. The whole new artist thing, performing back-to-back. Cat's Eye? I hated this. Please exit out.
Oh, sorry.
That demonic stuff. I don't like that song.
My bad. Cat's Eye's performance was a mess. Imagine going to the Grammys.
Cat's Eye is a mess. Yeah. They are really pretty. I'll give it to
I
them.
Love
they
them,
dance
but
incredibly.
Yeah.
Incredible dancers. Incredible face guards. Every single one of them. But your music is trash. Sorry.
Is that Quinn?
Probably. He has nobody but TikTokers in all of his stuff.
Mm. That says a lot about him.
And influencers. Yeah, just be a TikToker. What's it called? Somber.
Mansion.
Anyway, okay, just to say, so they had the set and everything, and then Justin Bieber just had him microphone,
boxer
a little
socks.
A set. He was playing a purple guitar. Mm-hmm. I love how his favorite color is purple. I like that. But and I thought it was really cute. I thought it was very Justin Bieber-esque. Look at the clothes that he wears when he goes out. Justin Bieber's a very subtle guy. He's also a little like he's not gonna. He doesn't need all of that.
Yeah.
And it's Justin Bieber. Like you just Justin.
Everybody loves Justin Bieber. I've never met someone who hates Justin Bieber.
I've met a lot of people who hate Justin Bieber.
Really?
It was a whole thing growing up. Like, if you like Justin Bieber, you were dogged on, like, where I grew up.
Oh.
And then I hopped on the bandwagon, and I didn't like him for a while, and my sister and I would have arguments when we were really young. And then I got into his music, and I was like, I love Justin Bieber.
That's how it was for me and Beyoncé. I've never met someone who hates me. I've met multiple people that hate Beyoncé.
I've met multiple people who don't like Beyoncé. Yeah. My dad doesn't really like Beyoncé.
I don't really like her like that either. At least not right now.
She can't sing.
Oh, that's a lie. That's a lie. Oh, I don't like her, but my dad can argue. That lady can sing.
My dad would argue. But what all this to say that, like, if you don't want to be at the award show, don't come.
Yeah.
Or if you are there and you're there to perform, give us a performance. Don't give us a... I'm not saying that Sabrina's performs with lackluster. I'm saying that I've seen better performances from her. The last Grammy performance, she ate that. Last year, she ate it.
Maybe she's just tired. That tour, she was on tour for a long time.
I know. Yeah. And so maybe we have to give it to her if she's tired. But at the same time, you're a performer. You know how tired actors get? You don't see them give lackluster performances in movies. Or TV shows. Well, wait. I'm not talking about all actors. I'm talking about your household. You never see Meryl Streep freaking flop on a performance.
I have something to say. The reason for the way you feel is that music is devolving. Nobody performs anymore. Nobody's hungry anymore. That's the reason. Beyonce performing when she was young? Have you seen Rihanna performing when she was young? Nobody wants to work anymore. Nobody wants to work.
I just think they don't want to... I think the music industry has changed a lot. I think also...
I blame TikTok.
I blame TikTok for everything. Like, TikTok has a lot to do with it, but I think also people don't... Like, fame is deceiving. Everybody knowing your name, it can be a lot. People are tired. They're exhausted. I wouldn't come to a workshop either, Beyonce. I'm freaking tired. Beyonce? A mother? I popped all these babies. I went through this thing with my open, like, everything you're doing, you're televised. I would be so private. I would hate being famous. I don't want everybody opening my business, saying things that aren't true about what I'm going through.
I eat Britney Spears.
Oh my gosh, yeah, I go crazy too. Her life, like, jeez.
Terrible.
Going everywhere and people taking pictures of you. Get away from me. I just want to go and, like, are you done?
I'll just leave it.
I don't want to go to the... I want to go to the grocery store, and I just want to buy groceries.
Yeah,
and I'll go back to my house, and I want to chill out. Stop following me. Stop taking pictures. Stop talking about me on social media. You don't know me and my life. Honestly, I would be annoyed by fans as well. I'd be grateful for them. Yes, you can't get to where you are, like, be famous without people knowing
indeed.
You. And, but I get that, and you can be thankful, but at the same time, it's getting out of hand. Like, stop doxing people. Stop saying these mean things to work. You don't even... Oh, you're my biggest fan. You don't even know me. You don't even know these people like you think you do. You don't go home with them. You don't know what they're going through. I think a lot of people... nobody prepares you. There's no course to prepare to be famous that you can take in high school or middle school or elementary school. Being famous can cause somebody to have a lot of trauma. That can be really bad for you when it goes unchecked.
And the perfect example is Michael Jackson.
I'm not gonna speak on Michael Jackson because I don't. Not a fan. But anyway.
Ooh, that's so interesting.
Not a fan of who he is, or a couple, or many of his songs. Because yeah.
Okay.
Talk about Illuminati. Hello. Maybe he started it.
It's Jay-Z, but...
But also, yeah. And we don't really know what they went through childhood-wise.
Yeah.
And all the stuff it takes to become famous, I think nowadays, it's also devolving because it doesn't take very much to be famous anymore.
Yeah.
Because your song goes up on TikTok, and then you are... Bam! Let's throw you out on stage.
Somber.
And then you're talking to your fans all crazy because nobody checked.
Bark for me.
Should he be famous?
Bark for me.
Like, they're 13! Their parents are here. Their parents are here. How sober their parents are here.
I don't think he cares.
In the crowd.
Oh.
He doesn't. And he doesn't have to. I mean, he doesn't. He has to care. He should care. But he doesn't have to.
No, but guys, he shouldn't, because he's literally just 19 years old. He's literally just 20. Literally, that's his outlook on everything. He's too young to care about anything. That's why he acts the way he does. He's a man baby, guys.
Man child.
I don't know the rest of the lyrics.
But I think a lot of people are getting tired of being famous.
Yeah.
Which makes sense, because also being famous, what does that mean anymore? It doesn't have the hype and the glamour that it had around it. Mm-mm. When it was the 90s.
Because everybody can be famous now.
Right.
I think it got ruined. Influencers. Influencers. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Yeah. And I'm saying also, like, oh, I don't think my mic's on anymore.
Oh. Go ahead.
I think also, it doesn't take that much work to be famous anymore. Like, you know how hard, people would make documentaries about these people who are really famous. They're making a movie, not to talk about Michael Jackson again, but like, they're making a movie. They ain't even making no Samba movie. Let's be real. What did you do to get here?
Nothing.
They have tribute performances for Beyonce. They have, and she's still here. They have tribute performances for Mariah Carey, and she's sitting up there. Stevie Wonder, and like these really, like these household, like worked their butts off to get where
I don't foresee these new, like the new they generations of musicians talent. Having like,
and I'm sorry, but just because you can sing,
can they even sing? Samba can sing.
Okay, Samba, let me stop Samba talking can, on this no, one. Samba can sing. I'll give it to him. He can sing, and I think with a lot more molding of his voice, he'll get even better.
Tate McRae can't sing, though. Get that woman off stage.
I don't think she can sing either. Sorry, Tate, you're cute.
Addison Rae, I don't even know why she's
Addison
up there.
Addison Rae cannot sing.
People are calling her the next Britney. I actually wanted to slip my old number.
That's really offensive. Well, not slip anything. That's disgusting. That's really offensive to Britney Spears.
It is very offensive.
And all the work that she did to get where she was. Mm-hmm.
Never disrespect Mama Britney like that again.
Mother Britney.
Not especially while she's healing.
Yeah, like, famous again. Passionate. What kind of jacket were you wearing? It looked like you made by first graders. Please. Also, that whole entire performance of, like, new artist performances. I don't know if you were, too many people said no to the performance. But don't ever do that again, because it was giving very much the finale of The Voice. Mm. Like, let's just have people playing back.
Why did they have them performing backstage, though? Why was that a thing?
Because
I remember
it would be hard to, like,
Sabrina
get them
was
in and off. They
new
have different
artists.
Types.
Like last year,
I know,
and
but
she
they
was
didn't
on stage.
Have, I know, but it was Sabrina, it was Chapel, Doechii ?
Yeah, Doechii.
She performed, but they were also nominated in different categories. All those people, like, their performances were spaced out, so Chapel could have her own set and then take it off and clear it. So Sabrina could have her own set and then take it off and clear. Then Doechii could have her own set and take it off. And they had them performing in different spots. And then I think Billy performed as well. And they have it, and then, you know, take it off and have it. So it's like, I think it was just like spaced out better. But this year, I think that was our first time doing that. They shouldn't do that again.
The Grammy was a mess this year.
I didn't like it. I think also communication was really bad. Cher came out there. Yeah, it was funny. Ha ha hee hee. Mother Vandra! I mean, Kendrick Lamar.
Where did she even? He's not even alive. Where did that come from?
He won the Grammy, honey. He's not with us today.
Is Cher becoming Cena?
Probably, but like, also, it's like nobody told her what to do.
That's true.
She walked off on this, and they said, "Oh, actually, can you go back out?" That is so unprofessional. Just tell her, "Hey, you're gonna go out there, accept your award. After that, you're going to do this. Read the teleprompter. Stay out on stage. Announce the nominations. Announce the winner." Okay, cool. Nobody told her that, I don't think.
Yeah, a lot of people got fired that day, I guess.
Okay, because what the heck? You can't freaking tell people what they need to be, what they need to do. Also, again, the chaperone, she was announcing new artists in the year. That was the most lackluster, most I don't want to be here announcement ever. She's
wait,
like,
I want to see.
Voted by the 15,000 voters on the Grammys, the new artist of the year is Olivia.
See, I don't know. It's not like I get that she doesn't want to be, but she has such a bad personality. Like, what is
like,
she doesn't want to
like
do
stink
anything.
Personality.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, you're not nice. Like, I don't want to be famous, but you can be kind.
She's
like,
just,
you can be Like, you have this mentality of, like, everybody hates me. Like, you know what I mean? This ick type.
And every time I say it, people are like, misogyny, misogyny. No. She's just
rude.
She's just...
And it's like, whatever.
Ooh. Ooh. Ooh.
Grammy's pee bomb?
Forget about it. Okay.
Yeah, but it was just very reckless. You can watch it later on your own time. But, like, it was just really... It was really buns.
Yeah, I bet.
And I was just like, come on now. Don't do that to Olivia.
It's okay to be a low-key also, celebrity sometimes, too. I don't know.
Yeah, also, did Harry just find out he's going to the Grammys to present Album of the Year the day before?
Oh, he was at the Grammys.
Yeah, he presented Album of the Year because they're starting a new tradition where the person who won the category last year comes back and they present the award. He didn't win last year. Beyonce did, but she said, I don't want to do that. And so she wasn't there. And so they were like, so okay, Harry, can you come and do it? He's like, oh, well, I just had my album drop. My album's about to drop, so I guess I should. So he came, and he was wearing, half up here was a suit jacket that he was wearing. It was, like, sparkly.
Oh, Lord, was it a skirt?
Okay. It was probably worse. He had no shirt under, and then he's wearing jeans.
Oh, okay.
And then these green flats. And I was like, does someone just
who
make him
dresses
up?
Him?
His hair, but I was wearing that. Okay.
Lord of God,
like those
the
are just
the hair transplant
Levi's.
Looks fantastic though.
These are just Levi's. Did someone not finish making your suit? Look what he's. I hate that. Oh, also, hey men. Wait, that was a lot. But these artists, these male artists that are out here, and they are. I liked that. I did like that outfit for his Grammys. But this is just dang. Like, oh, I just got
what
word.
Just
got word that I need to present. Just got word. Hey, so just got word. Just came in. Just flew in on the red eye from London. Hi, I'm here. I'm ready to present.
Oh, it was a skirt.
No, someone AI generated that. Okay. He did not wear that. He wore jeans. He wore freaking Levi's and ballet slippers to the Grammys.
Oh, Lord.
Fire anyway, I don't like the I don't like when men wear these suspenders, this look that what's his name, Benny
Blanco?
No, Moonbeam Ice Cream Man.
Oh, Benson Boone.
Yeah.
La la la.
Please
la, la,
stop wearing these one piece overall type things. It's disgusting, and I don't like it, and I need you to stop. And it's too, it doesn't fit you.
I don't know. Okay, never mind.
Your thing is all up in my face. Ew, I don't like that. Stop. And Benson Boone, stop flipping off the things. It really irritates me. Benson Boone.
Bro, this man is in the wrong genre. They need to save him from whatever genre this is. I think it's his own special genre.
He made his own genre. Is the Moonbeam ice cream genre? Done.
Is he attractive? Yes, but he needs to stop this. He needs to stop whatever this
he
is.
Needs to stop the bumble clap.
Bro, I wish you guys could see what we're like.
Oh my gosh. Like, I hope
he needs a transformation. I think that's what he needs. He's a very attractive man. Okay, maybe not very attractive.
I wouldn't put very in front of it, but he's attractive.
He's attractive, but he just needs to be saved and to. Hello. Thanks. Oh, hey. So I fear that is it for today.
Yeah, we're going to wrap it up.
Indeed. You are listening to WMUC FM College Bark. Say bye, Miss DJ TD Jacks.
Bye, guys. Until next time, I had lots of fun.
Yes.
Don't forget to watch Bad Bunny this Sunday.
Indeed. Bye.
Adios.
Already don't care that I tried my best to hold you through the headset that you wear, and as tight as I might hold it, over where the signal's good. There's no way to save your evening now. Do the little phone that could. And yes, I was tempted, and I christened me lonely. I pretended to falter, and I burned scented candles there, and I hung some good pictures where the paintwork was perfect, so no one could die.